The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The disciples said to Jesus, "Now you are talking plainly and not in any figure of speech. Now we realize that you know everything and that you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived when each of you will be scattered to his own home, and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you this so that you may have peace in me. In the world you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. A little tiny thought for you for the day. There's two groups of people in the world who know everything. Toddlers and teenagers. They know everything, right? Can't teach them anything at all, don't even try. Believe it or not, I remember being a toddler, and I knew that everything was possible and nothing at all was dangerous. And I wish that I had today half the knowledge that I thought that I had on the day that I finished high school. I knew everything back then. Don't try telling me anything, because I would have said to you, I know. Well, do you know the feeling when someone doesn't realize what they don't know? Yeah, that's how Jesus felt when the apostles said, "We believe that you came from God." And Jesus says, "Do you really believe that?" On Holy Thursday night, at the Last Supper, he asks them, "Do you really believe that?" Tempering their enthusiasm. Because in a few hours, they're going to prove they didn't really believe that. And in Jesus' greatest hour of need, they're all going to run away. And after they run away, they're going to be really ashamed of themselves. They're going to feel terrible. And so Jesus teaches them a lesson. And he teaches us a lesson too, for very similar circumstances. He says, "Have peace in me. In the world you'll have trouble, but take courage. I've conquered the world." When Jesus says take courage, the same words as saying be of good cheer. How can Jesus say be of good cheer on a day like this? How can Jesus say be of good cheer as he's about to head off to the cross? The reason why he can say it is because he knows the final score. He knows how this all is going to end. He knows the Father is with him. And that's the source of all good cheer. Jesus says, "I've conquered the world." How can he say he's conquered the world with what's about to happen to him? And you look around the world. Doesn't it seem more like the world has conquered Jesus? Well, when the scriptures use the word "the world," they're not talking about like the geographic area of the world. They're talking about the present disorder of things. The present disorder of things in which God is not honored as king, and it's highly profitable to break God's commandments. Well, when Jesus rose from the dead, he showed that he is the Lord of all. He conquered the present disorder of things. He conquered the world, and that's the source of all good cheer. The lesson he teaches to his apostles here, it's a lesson that we need to learn as well. Because faith is a very fragile thing. It's easily lost. You can get discouraged in yourself, and you can get discouraged by the weaknesses of other people, and you can lose your faith. You know, it's easy to get discouraged in yourself. How many times have you thought to yourself, "I've got this sin conquered," and then next thing you know, you get flattened on your back, do the exact same thing all over again, and you get discouraged. And how many times do you get discouraged by the misbehavior of other people? It's happening every day in the church. Easy to lose your faith. That's why it's very important to learn these lessons from the apostles. Jesus says, "Have peace in me." look to yourself. You'll get discouraged. And as hard as it is, try not to look up to other people. They're made of the same fragile peanut brittle that you're made out of. Keep your eyes fixed on the Lord. Keep your eyes fixed on the Lord and the source of all peace. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Charles Lwanga and his companions. They died burned at the stake in Uganda because the king wanted them to carry out homosexual acts. And they said to the king, "No thanks, we'd rather die." And he burned them at the stake. And they died singing the praises of God. Where'd they get that kind of peace? Where'd they get that kind of joy? They kept their eyes on the Lord. They knew the final score, and they were of good cheer. Let's you and I ask for their prayers to help us to do the same. St. Charles Lwanga, pray for us.